Stephanie, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, thanks.
I have a menagerie of topics to talk with you about. First of all, let's talk about funding for colleges and universities. As we speak, where do we stand for that in the next budget? What do you think that LCC is going to be seeing?
Well, we're still waiting. I was looking at my email this morning. We're still waiting to hear exactly what came out of budget sessions yesterday. The House and the Senate were not quite in agreement, and so they're trying to work that out. We know we'll see a cut. It just depends on how much.
A lot of folks are against pooling resources. They want K through 12 separated. Where would you stand on that?
Well, we certainly don't feel that we should benefit at the expense of K-12. It's so critically important to us that K-12 be strong so that students come to us prepared. So it's a very delicate question. We don't want to do anything to harm our K-12 partners.
But
we also need funding as well. So.
let's talk about LCC's program plan. I know that there are going to be some changes. There's going to be some cuts.
Yes.
There are lots of folks who are a little bummed out about the cuts because they believe that the original mission for LCC was the vocational, the two-year programs, which place people in truck driver training, auto repair. There's just a menagerie of those programs. Talk about that vision.
Well, you know, I don't think we've changed the fact that we have a commitment to career education. What we are doing is shifting a little bit what sorts of programs we offer based on the economy of today. So, for instance, we're letting go of a few programs. Automotive repair is not one of them that we're letting go of. That is staying. But, you know, for instance, we're also adding programs. We're transitioning our HVAC program, our heating, ventilation, and air conditioning program from purely a residential program to a commercial energy systems program where there are tremendous job opportunities.
Right.
So we think that we're just rebalancing where the jobs are.
I know that the aviation flight program has been a challenge and been a very costly challenge.
Yes.
That's going to be phased out. And now, is that going to be picked up by EMU?
Eastern will be starting a flight school. You know, flight training at Capital City Airport. So we thought it was a really good partnership, you know, a way for us not to have to carry our own program, which we've done for a long time and we're very proud of. But again, it's a very expensive program for us to manage the way we had it structured. So, you know, we'll help our students finish up, and then going forward, there will be a flight school at Capital City run by Eastern.
Why did you decide to end the interior design, landscape, and horticulture and heavy equipment operation programs?
Well, the heavy equipment operator program is kind of a unique program. It's actually completely contracted through AIS, and they do a tremendous job. And they will continue to do that. For us, we had some challenges with our accrediting body when a program is completely taught by contracted personnel rather than by LCC faculty. So we will still tell students that that's a potential option if they want to go there, because AIS will continue to run that operator program as they had before for non-LCC people. So it's staying in the community.
Okay.
And that, to me, is the most important thing.
The landscape and interior
design. The landscape and horticulture and interior design programs, we felt that there probably were not medium-paying jobs in these areas. We did a lot of research. And we have some other areas where we want to expand in technical careers, and we can't do everything. It's just impossible. You have to make choices about what you're going to do, and we felt that these programs just were not providing the return for the students.
What curricular changes are you making with auto repair?
Well, we're doing a number of things, and we're not really ready to announce all of it yet, because the faculty are still working on things. But we're trying to ensure that students who really want to do this as a career come in and are able to take a group of classes and actually complete. We had so many students in auto in the past who would come in and take a class, and then we wouldn't see them again for a semester or a year, and then maybe they'd come and they'd take another class. We didn't know if they were hobbyists who just wanted to learn to work on their own cars, or, you know, part-time mechanics, or kind of had learned things on their own. But with today's automobiles, you have to have a skill set in order to go out and get a job. You have to understand these advanced technology automobiles and how to work on them. It's not like working on an old car with a carburetor. So we have to transition. And although our curriculum has in part kept up, our students weren't necessarily getting that body of knowledge that they need to actually go out and be a good repair technician and have that be their career. So we're trying to change that model a little bit of how students come in and out of the program.
The pool has seemed to be a sticky issue when it comes to funding for years and years and years. Where do you stand with that?
Well, we actually, the board delayed a final decision on that. There is agreement across the campus, both among the individuals who work in that department and our administrative services folks, about what the repairs will cost. We all know that we need the repairs. So it's a question of whether or not the college is able to commit that amount of money at this particular point in time, you know, while we're having cuts and cutting other things, to repairing the pool.
So you're making changes in the programs, but you are trying to make changes to eliminate the programs, which are costly and really aren't being utilized as much as some of the new programs or the other programs that you have.
Yeah, or that don't offer the job prospects in today's economy.
Right.
I think that's the other key point.
What's enrollment at LCC in the fall?
Well, we don't know yet. We still have a long way to go until fall semester begins.
What do you anticipate?
We think it'll be about the same as it was last year, which is about 22,000 students.
Well, you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, it's we get a lot of we haven't even started our fall registration yet. So, but this semester that just ended was very strong.
All right.
So that's a good indication that fall will be about the same.
Stephanie Shamblatt is the provost for Lansing Community College. Stephanie, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Tony.